Right now it is time for us to take a look at sports, and we do have quite a bit of sports to talk about. Yankees take one on the chin last night. It's got to happen every once in a while, right? Let's take a look at the the scores we have from yesterday in Major League Baseball. The Mets were pounded by the Astros 8-2. Meanwhile, why don't I have more scores here? This is ridiculous. I should have more scores in front of me, but I don't. There we go. The Yankees lost to the Rays 5-4. Red Sox over the Tigers 5-4. The Blue Jays fell to the White Sox 7-6. It's a Major League Baseball. Once again, Ohtani for the Angels, the pitcher, crushed two more home runs. He's an amazing player. Absolutely amazing. Eight RBIs and two home runs. And he's the pitcher. He's the pitcher. Pretty amazing. Well, anyways, it was nice to see that anyway. Rob Gronkowski, said he's going to retire. That's it. He's done with the NFL. And Tom Brady immediately reflected on his career after he announced his retirement. He posted a tribute on his Instagram account. Of course, together they won four Super Bowl titles. Brady said, "Teammate, friend, brother, just a few of the words that come to mind when I think of Gronk. Nobody has ever embodied the idea of leaving it all on the field like Rob throughout his entire career. Every single snap, I know that no matter how many people you put in front of him, he was going to get his spot. Even more important is the person he was off the field, focused when he had to be, and fun the rest of the time. Having Gronk in your locker room was every NFL player's dream. I'm proud of all that we accomplished together and even more excited for all you have ahead of you. Congratulations, Gronk. You deserve it." That the message to Gronk from Tom Brady. Now, with this new golf tour out there, the PGA has responded with some proposed schedule changes and even some purse increases, according to results. The commissioner met with players on Tuesday ahead of the Travelers Championship here in Connecticut to discuss changes to the tour schedule that will include eight limited field no-cut events with purses of $20 million or more each for the top 50 finishers in the prior season's FedEx Cup standings. Golf Digest reported that nothing official has been put into place. The changes are expected to be approved for the 2023 season. The increase in prize earnings will impact several existing tournaments and will be paid for by sponsors of the tour's reserves. Two players also told the Associated Press that the topic of returning to a calendar season and changing the FedEx Golf Playoff eligibility from the top 25 players to the top 70 has also been discussed. That news followed reports that eight-time PGA Tour winner Brooks Koepka was the latest player to join LIV Golf. He remained in the field for the Travelers Championship, though he was not at a player meeting on Tuesday morning here at TPC River Highlands. So that's that. And, of course, the National Hockey League continues with their playoffs. The Calgary Flames versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay, of course, is the reigning championship. Coming up tonight, the Avalanche at Tampa. That is at 8 p.m. tonight. And I think That'll be on ABC, I think. All right, that is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.